Hi, this is Justin Dobbenmeyer with BlindSoftware.com, and I just wanted to take some time and show you the new version of Day by Day, which is now called Day by Day Professional, and it has a lot of new features, so I wanted to actually show you hands-on how to use them. I'm going to go ahead and assume that you have Day by Day Professional installed, and if you haven't, I'd like to invite you to do so by visiting my website at www.blindsoftware.com. And that's all one word. And on my homepage, towards the top, I have a link that says Day by Day Professional. And if you hit enter on that, when the next page appears, there is a download link. So go ahead and download it and install it. WindowEyes users, you have to install some set files. If you go, after it's installed, you just go to Start Programs, Day by Day Professional. And then there's an icon there that says WindowEyes Set Files. And if you hit enter on that, it'll ask you where do you want to extract them. And the default is CWinEyes. And you can change that if you want. Hit enter and voila. They're where they need to go. And you'll be able to follow along and things will speak properly. JAWS for Windows users, you're not going to require any type of customization. So with that all said, let's go ahead and continue here. I am minimized to my desktop, and I'm on the Day by Day Professional icon. For those interested, I am running Windows XP Home Edition and JAWS for Windows version 4.5. At the end of Tutorial 4, which is setting up multiple user accounts and program options, at the end of that tutorial, I'll explain to you how to register a copy of Day by Day Professional and how much it costs in that. But for now, let's go ahead and get started here, and I'm just going to go ahead and hit enter on the Day by Day Professional icon.
Enter. Welcome dialog. No users have been set up to use Day by Day yet. Would you like to set up a new user now? Yes button.
Okay, you're first asked, do you want to set up a new user because no one's been set up yet. You can set up as many users as you want in this version of Day by Day, and they optionally can have a password. So you can set up multiple user accounts. Everybody has their own notes, reminders, address book entries, etc. So we're going to go ahead and say yes.
Enter. Add user dialog. Name edit.
Name, I'm going to type mine, Justin.
J-U-S-E-I-N.
And if you tab once.
Tab, password required combo box, no, one of two.
You have no or yes. And right now I'm going to say no, but if I did say yes, I'll let you see what happens. Down arrow 1.
Write down your password dialog. You have decided to require a password. Write your password down in case you forget it so you can look it up. If you forget what your password is, there is no way of looking it up and you won't be able to access any of your important notes / reminders / address book entries. You have been warned. Okay button.
Okay, so it basically warns you that if you do require a password, to write it down, because if it's lost, you can't get it. I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Password required combo box. Yes, 2 of 2.
I'm
going
to up arrow to no.
No.
And if I tab once.
Tab. Okay button.
We're going to hit enter on okay.
Enter. Step 1/3 dialog. Would you like Day by Day to load automatically every time you turn on your computer? Yes button.
Okay, so basically we're going to have three steps here to customize the program. By the way, on the previous screen, if you did say yes to a password and you tabbed, you didn't go to the OK button, you came to a password box where you could type your password in. And just as an aside, usernames and passwords cannot contain special characters like the at symbol, a dot, etc. You can use a space and you also can use an underscore character. Okay, so you can use letters and numbers. I could have said like Justin53 or, you know, something like that. So here we're asked, do you want Day by Day to load every time you turn your computer on? If you want to be reminded automatically of your reminders and everything, you would want to say yes. This ensures that Day by Day is running in the background and always checking for reminders to show you. I'm going to go ahead and say no to this, though, with Alt plus N.
Alt N, step 2/3 dialog. Is your date format day/month/year? If you live in the United States or Canada, you should answer no. Yes button.
My friends in the UK and Australia, areas in the world that use day, month, year, date format would say yes. Those of us in the United States or Canada and perhaps some other areas would say no. So I'm going to Alt plus N.
Alt N. Step 3/3 dialog. Do you want to enable self-voicing? A voice other than your screen reader will tell you what you tap onto on various screens in case your screen reader doesn't read items properly. Yes button.
Okay, if your screen reader doesn't let you customize it in any way, you would say yes to this. And then as you tab around, I would tell you what you're tabbing onto. I've basically installed very small WAV files with the installation and items you tab onto on the screen. I'll tell you what they are. And if your screen reader does allow you to customize it, that's a really cool feature because you could turn it on and without sighted assistance tab around and hear what they are and then label them accordingly. So I'm going to go ahead and say no to this for now. Alt-N.
Alt-N. OK button. Thank you dialog. Welcome to Day by Day Professional. There are 15 days remaining in the evaluation period. Please do not attempt to adjust your computer's date to increase the evaluation period or the evaluation period will automatically expire. For instructions on how to register your copy of this program, press F1 once you are at the main program screen. Enjoy the Bsoft team. OK button.
OK, so basically you have a 15-day trial, fully functional. And at the end of the 15 days, or hopefully before the 15 days run out, you decide to purchase this version of Day by Day Professional and continue to use it. So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter on OK.
Enter. Day by Day for Justin Dialog. Date edit. Saturday, September 7, 2002. No notes saved.
Okay, so we're now at the main screen. And notice it said Day by Day for Justin. That's in the title bar, so you can read the title bar at any time to see which user's logged on. For JAWS, it's insert T.
Day by Day for Justin.
And it says what it is. It spoke the date to you, and it also said no notes saved. So I'm just going to tab around a few items here and show you what they are. We have the date box that we're on by default, tab once.
Tab, move by combo box, day 1 to 4.
You have the move by box, tab again.
Tab, notes list box, no notes saved, 1 to 1.
You have the notes list, tab again.
Tab, notes edit, full description.
And you have the full description box. Now, there are 6 buttons past this, but I'm not going to explain them because I'm going to show you the keyboard shortcuts for them. So I'm going to Shift-Tab 3 times.
Shift-Tab, 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 date edit, Saturday, September 7, 2002.
And I'm back at the date box. And I'm going to tab once to the Move By box.
Tab, Move By Combo box, day 1 to 4.
And here you can set how to move to the next and previous date. So Control plus N, as in November, is for next. Control plus P, as in Papa, is for previous. So you can go to the next day. I'm going to down arrow.
Week.
To the next week, or the previous week. I'm going to down arrow.
Month.
To the next or previous month. Down arrow.
Year.
Or to the next or previous year. So whatever it's set on, for example, let's up arrow 2.
Month. Week.
If I hit Control plus N now, I'm going to jump up 7 days to the next week. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Control N, Saturday, September 14th, 2002. No notes saved.
Okay, notice it jumped 7 days ahead to Saturday, September 14th. JAWS for Windows will read the date box automatically, and WindowEyes does not. Haven't quite figured out why WindowEyes doesn't, but regardless, from what I gather from my beta testers, it's pretty easy to customize that date box to get it to auto-read. Now, if we hit Control plus P for previous week,
Control P, Saturday, September 7th, 2002, no notes saved.
We come back to today's date. Just for the heck of it, we'll up arrow in our Move By box today.
Day.
And hit Control N.
Control N, Sunday, September 8th, 2002, no notes saved.
And Control P would bring us back a previous day. And Control plus T, as in Tango, Control plus T will return you to today's date. Control T.
Control T, Saturday, September 7th, 2002. No notes saved.
Okay, so I try to keep things logical. Previous starts with P, next starts with N, today starts with T, and I try to bleed that through the entire program to try to keep things logical. So I'm on the Move By box. I'm going to go ahead and tab once to the notes list.
Tab, notes list box, no notes saved, 1 to 1.
No notes saved. This is one of the main components. If you want to edit a note or delete a note, you would do it by being in this list. If you want to set a reminder for a note, you would do it by being in this list. So this notes list is pretty key part of the program. What it does is, in Day by Day Professional, you can save multiple notes to the same date. Whereas in version 1.3, you could not. You had to jam all of your notes into one massive note and save it to the date. In this professional edition, you're able to save multiple notes to the same date. And I'm going to go ahead right now and show you how to attach notes. They're no longer referred to as saving, but rather attaching. And since attach starts with the letter A, Control plus A is for attach, so let's hit that.
Attach note dialog, edit.
And now we're at the attach note. You're put in an edit box, and I'm going to type some text.
T-A-I-S-I-S-S-T-E-S-E.
I said this is a test, and enter will save, escape will abort. That is standard through the entire program. Pretty much enter will save or execute something, escape will abort. So I'm going to hit enter to save it, and then you're going to hear a note notify sound. And I'll explain that, and then the note will be in the list.
Enter. Day by day for Justin dialogue. Notes list box. One, this is a test. One of one. Star Saturday, September 7, 2002.
Okay, you heard the note notify sound. You heard this is a test. One of one in the list now. And you also heard the date, and it has a star before it. And that indicates that there's a note for the date. Now, the note notify sound is simply used to cue you in that when you're flipping through dates rapidly, that you just flipped onto one that has a note attached. So, for example, if I go Control N for next day,
Control N Sunday, so
and then I hit Control P for previous,
Control P one is
I went ahead and stopped speech there, but you heard the sound. You say, there's a note here. So I'm on the notes list here, and I can read it.
One, this is a test. One of one.
Let's go ahead and attach another note. Control plus A.
Attach note TASISISPACE NOTES TASISPACE SAVIFTOSTASDATE.
This is a note that I'm saving to this date.
E.
I'm getting rid of E and putting W because I'm going to show you how to edit a typo. And we're going to hit enter to save it.
Enter. Day by day for Justin dialogue. Notes list box. One, this is a test. One of two. Star Saturday, September 7th.
I went ahead and stopped speech there. One, this is a test. Down arrow.
Two, this is a note that I am saving.
Okay, notice that it has dot, dot, dot at the end. Like I said, the notes list gives you a brief chunk of the note just for you to cap, see what it is. If you want the full description, why then you tab once and you'll be at the full description box.
Tab, notes edit, full description.
And then you can read it just like a Microsoft Word document.
This is a note that I am saving to this tab.
Okay, and there's my typo. So in other words, the full description is a document just for viewing. You can't type in it or anything like that. You kind of just can read there. And up, down arrow, and all the common control plus home and end, all those work just like a document. Okay? Now, when you want to edit a note, all you have to do is select it in the notes list. So let's shift tab.
Shift tab, notes list box. Two, this is a note that I am saving. Dot, 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 two of two.
Okay, if we up arrow.
One, this is a test.
Okay, this is a test. Down arrow.
Two, this is a note that I am saving. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, so in other words, once you select the note that you want to edit, then of course edit starts with the letter E. So control plus E for edit. So go ahead and hit that.
Control E, edit note dialog, edit.
And then we're placed in a document with the
this is a
typo.
That.
Okay, I'm going to highlight that.
That selected.
Type D-A-T-E. Enter to save my change.
Enter. Day by day for Justin dialog. Notes list box. One, this is a test. One of two.
Okay, I stop speech. I'm going to down arrow.
Two, this is a note that I am saving. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, notice Savin, it chops off the G and does dot, dot, dot. Again, you just get a brief chunk of the note. Because if you had 10 notes in here, you'd want a down arrow to the one that you really want to hear. And then tab once to the full description. I'm going to do that.
Tab, notes edit, full description.
And read it.
This is a note that I am saving to this date.
Okay, so that's how you add and edit notes. Okay, control plus A is for attaching or adding. Control plus E will edit. And, of course, you're going to want to delete notes, so let's cover that. We'll shift-tab to the notes
list.
I stopped speech. And let's get rid of note 1. So we're going to up arrow.
One, this is a test.
And to delete, of course, delete starts with the letter D. So we're going to push control plus D.
Control D, context menu, current note.
A little pop-up menu appears. There's three options. Window Eyes users may have to down arrow to hear current note. But you have current note. I'm going to hit my down arrow key.
All notes for today.
All notes for today would pretty much whack every note you have saved for the current date you're on. Down arrow.
All notes prior to today.
All notes prior to today will whack every single note prior to the current date you're on. but that will not delete the notes for the date, you know, that you're on. It's prior to today. If we down arrow again,
current note.
We're back to current note, and that's what I want to select. So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, confirm dialog. Are you certain you want to delete the currently selected note? Yes button.
And we're going to say yes. Enter.
Enter. Notes list box. One, this is a test. One of one. One, this is a note that I am 7... dot, dot, dot.
Okay, Jaws kind of had to clear its buffer. That's why it sounded like the note wasn't deleted, but it is. I'm down arrow and up arrowing. There's only one note in there. I'm going to read my current line.
One, this is a note that I am 7... dot, dot, dot.
And that used to be note number 2. So it was successfully deleted. Just a little misrepresentation on Jaws' part there. Just as an aside, now in Day by Day Professional, if you go to delete a note and you have a reminder attached to it, you're now asked, do you want to delete the reminder, you know, attached to this note? So that's kind of nice. So that's how you delete notes. So pretty much we've covered attaching, editing, and deleting notes. Day by Day Professional comes with a full-blown text search engine. Everybody requested that. And I got it in there this time. It's really neat. So I'm going to attach another note here.
Attach note dialog.
I like to type and talk. Hit enter.
Enter. Day by day for
I'm going to stop speech. And I'm going to hit control plus N for next day.
Control N. Sunday, September 8th.
And I stop the speech. And I want to attach a note here as well. Control plus A.
Attach note dialog. Edit. TASISPAUFDA1SPAMPSPACE. ISPASPACE. FEELISPACE.
Okay, this is Sunday and I am feeling nice. So we're going to hit enter to save it.
Enter. Day by day for Justin dialog. Notes list box. One, this is Sunday and I am feeling dot dot dot. One of one.
I stop speech, okay? What I'm doing is I'm attaching several notes here with the word and in it because I want to search for, you know, the word and we're going to do that. So in order to find text, I use the traditional control plus F. Let's go ahead and hit that.
Control F, find dialog, enter text to find, enter text to find edit.
And I'm going to type the word and.
A-N-D.
And when I hit enter, then the search result screen is going to appear, and I'm going to explain it to you. You're going to hear a lot of talking, and I'll try to explain to you what exactly is happening here. So let's hit enter.
Enter. Search results dialog. List box 09/07/2002. 1 of 2. Date. I like to type and talk. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay. So first we are placed in a date box. And any date that has a note attached to it with the word and is placed in the date box. Again, any date that has a note with the word and is placed in the date box. Okay. So you could have multiple notes to multiple dates. So basically I've taken the date and put it in one list box, and I've taken the notes associated with that date and put it in a separate list box. So right now we're on September 7th. If we tab once to the notes list.
Tab, list box, I like to type and talk, dot, 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 one of one.
Okay, notice that there's the word and. I like to type and talk, dot, dot, dot. If the note was 500 words, I take a brief chunk out of this context just for you to preview to see what it says. And if you wanted to jump to this note right now, again, you would hit enter. And to abort this search result, you would hit escape. But I'm not going to hit enter. I'm going to shift tab back to the date box.
Shift tab, list box, 09/07/2002, 1 of 2, date.
Okay, I'm going to down arrow 1.
This is Sunday and I am feeling nice, dot, 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 09/08/2002.
Okay,
09/08/
Okay, so it's the 8th. Notice that it spoke the note. What happens here, and some screen readers may not do this, but as you down and up arrow through the date list here, the note list over to the right populates, and Jaws is picking up that text change in the notes list, and as I down arrowed to the date, Jaws read the note and then the actual date. So like if I up arrow now,
09/07/2002. I like the type and talk dot dot dot.
Now you read the date, then the note. So it's kind of funky the way Jaws is doing it, but don't be confused by it. Just know that when you down or up arrow through the date list, that the notes list is populated, and your screen reader may read it kind of weirdly, but let's down arrow to the date.
This is Sunday and I am feeling nice, .09/08/2002.
So you notice Jaws this time read the note and then the date, so there's no real way I can control that, or I would, at least from within my program. But anyways, I'm on the 8th. I'm going to tab now to the notes list.
Tab, list box. This is Sunday and I am feeling nice, .01.
And notes. I want to go to this note. Now, if you had more than one note for this date that had the word and in it, you may have 3-4 notes in here, and you can down arrow and hear a brief chunk of each note, the context of the note, to see where the word and is inside of that note, but we only have one. So I'm going to hit enter here to jump to it.
Enter. Day by day for Justin dialogue. Notes list box. 1. This is Sunday and I am feeling .01. Star Sunday, September 8th, 2002.
Okay, so you hear a lot of speaking. First you hear the notes list and it reads the note, and then you heard the date. If you had 100 notes saved in the note list, and this was note number 50, it would automatically place you on note number 50 in the list. It would have said 50 out of 100, okay? So it does automatically position you to the exact note in the list, but since we only have one here. And then, again, now to read the full description of the note, you tab once.
Tab, notes edit, full description.
And you just read it.
This is Sunday and I am feeling nice.
Okay. That is the search feature of Day by Day. It's very easy to use once you get the swing of it. Again, you have a date box that you can down arrow and up arrow through the dates, and then you tab once to the notes list and go down through your notes and see, you know, if you can find the one. To narrow your search results, you would just type a little bit more than the word and. You may say, and going to. And, you know, if you search for and going to, there's three words. It's going to narrow your search down and perhaps only give you, like, you know, one date and one note. So keep that in mind when you're searching. If you're clueless and you can't remember, like, someone's name you typed a note from, but you know it's John, you would just type John and hit enter, and you may get a lot of search results, but at least you'd be able to track down. So again, the more words you use in a search, the narrower it will be. And of course, it has to be an exact phrase. You can't, you know, do stuff like pick random words. But and the less words you use, it's going to be a much wider search. And that's the search feature. Now, another feature in the Professional Edition is exporting your notes. And to export your notes, you hit the keystroke Control plus O. So again, to export your notes, you hit Control plus O. Let's go ahead and do that.
Control O, enter start date dialog. Adjust the start date to match what you want, keeping the same format of (2 digits/2 digits/4 digits). Adjust the start date to match what you want, keeping the same format of (2 digits/2 digits/4 digits). Edit 03/11/2002.
So in other words, anytime you key in a date in this calendar program, you have to do 2-digit, 2-digit, 4-digit. So you couldn't do 1/1/1989. You'd have to do 01/01/1989. And right now, if you type it, it overwrites the little default value in there. I just put that in there to illustrate the format for you. But for now, we're going to say
09/01/2002.
Hit enter.
Enter. Enter ending date dialog. Adjust the ending date to match what you want, keeping the same format of 2 digits/2 digits/4 digits. Adjust the ending date to match what you want, keeping the same format of 2 digits/2 digits/4 digits. Edit 03/11/2002.
Okay, so we're going to type in here 09/22/2002. And now when I hit enter, we're going to go to the export notes screen.
Enter. Export notes dialog. First name edit.
Here you're asked for your first name, last name, email address, and phone number. Email address and phone number are optional. First and last name are required. And this is just kind of to make a little report, because you can save your exported notes to a web page format, in other words, an HTML file, or to a text file. That you can open up and print your notes like a notepad or whatnot. When you come back into this export screen, it does automatically populate your name, your email address, etc. Whatever you type in these boxes, you don't have to type no more. Okay, so it will automatically repopulate it. Since I've never visited this screen yet, they're empty, so I'm going to fill them in.
J-U-S-E-I-N.
First name, Justin.
Tab, last name, edit.
Last name.
C-A-U-B-E-N-N-I-R-E.
Tab again.
Tab, email, edit.
Email.
S-U-P-P-O-R-T. At. B-I-N-D-O-F-T-W-A-R-E-C-O-M.
Okay, tab again.
Tab, phone number, edit.
Phone number, we're going to put a fictitious one in here.
000.000.000.
All zeros, okay, so we have a phone number. Tab again.
Tab, HTML file button.
HTML file, tab again.
Tab, text file button.
Text file, tab again.
Tab, cancel button.
Or we can cancel, so I'm going to shift tab twice.
Shift tab, text file, shift tab, HTML file button.
And I'm going to export my notes as an HTML file because I want to show you a little hyper nifty thing you can do here. So I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Save as dialog. File name. Edit combo. Notes.htm. Zero items.
Okay, it's notes.htm, and by default, you're at the program files day by day professional folder. And I'm going to go ahead and just hit enter. If you do rename it, just make sure to end it with .htm. So I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Export notes dialog. Message dialog. The notes were successfully exported to C. Program files day by day professional notes.htm. Would you like to open the file in your default web browser at this time to preview it? Yes button. Phone number.
Okay, so it's asking, do you want to open it in your default web browser? That would be either Internet Explorer or Netscape. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. HTML file button.
And now Internet Explorer version 6 is opening. And pretty soon, Joss is going to
one link. Schedule for Justin Doppenmeier.
I'm going to stop speech here. Since I'm using the latest version of Joss, it comes with a lot of new HTML support, and it's very, very good. All of us should email our screen reader companies, regardless of who they are, tell them they're doing an awesome job, that we really appreciate what they're doing, and in fact, if it wasn't for these companies, folks, none of us could be doing anything that we're doing. We really, really need to thank these companies for doing a great job. Hinner Joyce came out with version 4.5 of JAWS, and it has some really slick HTML features, new ones that are in there. So I'm at the top here, and I'm just going to down arrow and let you hear this.
Land. Heading level 2, schedule for Justin Doppenmeier.
Okay, so heading level 2, schedule for me.
Land. From Sunday, September 1st, 2002 to Sunday, September 22nd, 2002.
Okay, I'm just down arrowing.
Email.
Email.
Send mail link, support at linsoftware.com.
And that is a link you can click.
Land. Phone 000.0.
I'll just stop that. That's my phone number. So the reason you would want an email address or phone number in here is for people who perhaps work inside your company. You might have an intranet that you can save this notes.htm to one of your folders, and then your work colleagues can come and view it. And for the phone number, you might just want to put your extension. You know, and they might be reading your notes here and say, wait a minute, Frank's not supposed to go to lunch at 12:30, it's at 1. You know, they could just click on your email address and shoot you a quick email, etc. So that's kind of what that's in there for. I'm sure the home user can use it as well. You could FTP up your notes.htm to personal web space, view it from college, from on vacation, have your friends view it, they could send you an email or call you, etc. So I'm going to down arrow,
Land.
And I want you to notice that this date is in a heading.
Heading level 2, Saturday, September 7th, 2002.
All the dates are in a heading so that you could quickly navigate by heading to a date that you want. With JAWS, you hit insert plus F6.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. Saturday, September 7th, 2002, 2 of 3.
Okay, so there's three heading lists, three in here, so I'm going to down arrow.
Sunday, September 8th, 2002, 2.
And in order to jump there, I just hit enter.
Enter. Heading level 2. Sunday, September 8th, 2002.
Now, if I down arrow,
Land.
I'm automatically going to come to my notes now.
List of 1 items.
Now, in JAWS 4.5, it supports HTML lists. You can jump between them with L and Shift plus L. And notice here it
Land.
Says...
List of 1 items.
List of 1 items. So it means you have 1 note. So we down arrow.
Bullet, this is Sunday and I am feeling nice.
Okay.
Land. List end.
And list end. Now I'm going to go back to the top.
Schedule for Justin Doppenmeier.
And if I hit H...
Schedule for Justin Doppenmeier. Level 2.
That's my first heading. Hit level H again for heading.
Saturday, September 7th. 2002, level 2.
Okay, if I hit the letter L.
List of 2 items.
List of 2 items. I'm underneath my date that I just was on with the heading, and it tells me I've listed 2 items, in other words, 2 notes. So I down arrow.
Bullet, I like to type and talk. Blank. Bullet, this is a note that I am saving to this date.
Okay. If I want to jump to the next list, or in other words, the next date with notes, I hit the letter L.
List of one items.
It says list of one items. If I up arrow twice.
Blank. Heading level 2, Sunday, September 8th, 2002.
Okay, if I want to go to the previous date with notes, I hold shift down, hit H.
Saturday, September 7th, 2002, level 2.
And if I want to go forward, I just hit H again.
Sunday, September 8th, 2002, level 2.
If I want to get to the notes under here, I hit the letter L.
List of one items.
Down arrow.
Bullet, this is Sunday and I am feeling nice.
Okay, so that's really some very nice HTML features that JFW 4.5 has thrown in there. Now, if you, this is the hyper nifty thing I was going to tell you about. Why not set your notes page to be your home page? And that way, every time you open up Internet Explorer, if you're a college student or working or whatever, bam, you have your notes right in front of you. So to do that in Internet Explorer, you hit Alt plus T.
Alt T, menu bar, tools.
Then you hit the letter O.
O, leaving menus, Internet.
I stop speech. I'm going to tab once.
Tab, home page, use current button.
Use the current page. I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter.
And I'm going to shift tab 1,
shift tab,
2, 3,
shift tab,
4,
shift tab, cancel button,
5.
Shift tab, okay button.
Shift tab 5 times to OK. Hit Enter.
Enter.
And that's it. I'm back at the notes page.
List of what bullet
okay. And now my notes is my home page. So whether I'm connected to the Internet or not, when I open up Internet Explorer now, it'll show my notes. If you ever export your notes again, you just save it to the day-by-day professional folder. It overwrites it. When you open up your Internet Explorer, it automatically reflects the new notes that you exported. So that's kind of a neat feature. I'm going to exit out with Alt plus F4.
Alt F4.
I'll be back at the day-by-day. So I'm back at the day-by-day professional screen here. And let's see, I want to make sure. Now, it does have a menu bar. So I'm going to hit my Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
I'm going to right arrow.
Edit.
Edit. Right arrow.
Actions.
Actions. Right arrow.
Users.
Users.
Notes.
Notes. I'm just right arrowing.
Reminders.
Reminders.
Options.
Options.
Help.
Help. So I'm going to go pull down the notes menu just to make sure I've covered everything. Alt plus N.
Alt N. Menu active. Attach note to current date. Control plus A.
Yep. Down arrow.
Edit currently selected note dot dot dot. Control plus E.
Yep. Down arrow.
Export notes dot dot dot. Control plus O.
Yep. Down arrow.
Delete. Control plus D.
Yes, I showed that. Down arrow.
Go to note dot dot dot. Control plus G.
Ah, go to note. Basically, that shows you a screen with a list box of every single note in the planner, arranged from earliest date to latest, and basically you just down arrow to the note you want, hit enter, and jump there. Just another way of navigating to your notes. Not a huge beneficial feature, but just another way of navigating your notes. Some people like that. Down arrow.
Attach note to current date. Control plus A.
And we're back at the top, so I have covered everything. I'm going to hit my Alt key to exit out of the pull down.
Leaving menus. Notes edit.
And we're back at the main screen here. One thing I'll show you real quick is how to quickly move to a date. Hold down Control, push the letter M as in Mike. Control plus M.
Control M. Move to date dialog. Please enter the date to move 2 and 2 digits/2 digits/4 digit format. Please enter the date to move 2 and 2 digits/2.
Okay, I stop speech and I'm just going to type it in here. 08/11/1990.
And hit enter. Enter. Notes edit. Saturday, August 11th, 1990. No notes saved.
And there you go. And again, to return to today's date, today starts with T. So Control plus T.
Control T. One, this is a note that I am 7 dot 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 star Saturday, September 7, 2002. One, this is a note that I am.
I stopped speech and notice you had the note notify sound. I am positioned on my notes list, and I'm going to go ahead and read my current line.
This is a note that I am saving to this date.
And in order to set a reminder, again, we want to focus on the notes list. So if you're not on a notes list, you want to get on a date that has notes saved. Tab to your notes list and position yourself on a note you want to set a reminder for. And then very simply, reminder starts with the letter R, so you push Control plus R.
Control R, set reminder dialog, hour combo box 02/3/24.
Okay, the reason it says 3/24 is because day by day does support a 24-hour clock as well as a 12-hour clock. So some people use a 24-hour rather than a 12-hour clock. So you can select, for example, like 15:30, okay, and things like that if you needed to. But by default, it's set around a 12-hour clock. This is set to the current date and time. So it is
02:03:20.
It is on 2 for hour.
Tab, minute combo box, 24, 25,
minute
60.
Is 24. I'm going to go down
25, 26, 27.
Tab again.
Tab, slash PM combo box, PM, 2 of 3.
Okay, so it's on PM because it is PM. If I down arrow one to the third and final option.
Disregard.
It says disregard. That's what you would set it to if you use a 24-hour clock because you don't need AM or PM. Okay, so you'd put it on disregard, but let's up arrow.
PM.
Up arrow to the first option.
AM.
Is AM. Okay, so again, this is the AM and PM is automatically set according to a 12-hour clock. So I'm going to down arrow.
PM.
I'm going to tab now.
Tab, month combo box, September 9 of 12.
Okay, so you have your months in there. You can down up arrow to tab.
Tab, day combo box, 7 of 31.
Okay, so you have your days. Tab again.
Tab, year combo box, 2002, 1 of 999.
Have your years. And this next one I'm going to take some time on. Tab.
Tab, reoccurrence combo box, never, 1 of 5.
Many have asked in the next release to have reoccurring reminders automatically happen. In other words, you want your birthday to just pop up every year at the same date and time. And Day by Day Professional supports this. Day by Day version 1.3 did not support this directly. So your options for reoccurring reminders is never, which is the default. Down arrow.
Daily.
Daily, meaning at the same time every day the reminder shows. Down arrow.
Weekly.
Weekly, meaning every 7 days. The reminder will show at the same time. So, if, for example, if you have a Monday morning meeting at 9 a.m. and you set a reminder, first what you do is you'd move to a Monday. It's important, move to the weekday, so you move to Monday. Select your note, hit Control plus R, you know, set your time in that. Come here and put it on weekly, and then when you hit Enter to save the reminder, every Monday, or in other words, every 7 days, the reminder will appear at the time that you set it to. Okay, so that's how you deal with weekly reoccurring reminders. Down arrow.
Monthly.
Monthly, it'll recur the same day and time each month. Yearly.
Yearly.
Every year, you know, like your birthday, same day, month, and time the reminder will show. I'm going to up arrow to never.
Weekly, daily, never.
You just hit enter. Well, let me tab once and show
tab,
you.
OK button.
OK, you have an OK tab.
Tab, cancel.
Cancel.
Button.
So I'm going to shift tab to OK.
Okay button.
Hit enter.
Enter.
OK, that was the reminder sound. It now popped up on the screen because it already had passed the time because I took a lot of time explaining. So right now, maximize on the screen is the reminder box. And it has, it's an actual text box, so you can use your document reading keys with it.
9/7/2002:27 p.m.
Down arrow.
Blank.
Down arrow.
This is a note that I am saving to this date.
Okay. Now, on this note, or I'm sorry, on the reminder screen here, if you tab.
Tab. Snooze dot 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 button.
You have snooze, and that's just like your alarm clock. So if you want to snooze this for 10 minutes and have it come back up, you can do that. You tab again.
Tab, accept button.
And you have an accept. So you basically have three items on this. The reason that sound repeated is because there's a repeat sound interval. In other words, the reminder repeat sound will repeat X seconds every 30 seconds, 40, 50, 60. That's customizable. I'll explain why that's in there. Another reminder did not just appear on the screen. It just repeated the sound. I'm going to accept this
button.
Reminder.
Enter. Day by day for Justin Dyer.
And I'm going to stop speech because I'm back at my main screen on the notes list. My beta testers wanted me to toss in the ability to customize how quickly the reminder sound was played. And that is because they were explaining if they were at the dinner table and they had a reminder pop up, they would want to hear that sound over and over so that they'd know to come back to the computer. So that's why that's in there, and that is one of the options that you can customize. The default is every 50 seconds, and you can set that reminder repeat interval from 10 seconds to 60. And again, the default is 50. So, and I'll show you how to do that a little later when I cover the options of the program in another tutorial. So here we're on our notes list. We're positioned on a note. And we can set a reminder by, again, pushing Control plus R, and then going through the various screen, tabbing through the reminder screen, setting the time, the date, and the reoccurring pattern that you want it to reoccur. Now, Day by Day also supports the ability to quickly bang out reminders left and right. I mean, in other words, if you push Control plus U, let's go ahead and do that, Control plus U.
Control U, type reminder dialog, edit.
Basically, it just asks you for some text. So, what do you want to be reminded of? You know, type some text.
LUNCH2ZERO ZERO SPACE SPACE 2 SPACE.
Okay, I said lunch.
Lunch in 20 minutes.
Lunch in 20 minutes. Now, this is not a note. This is just text that's going to be shown in the reminder. So, again, this is not a note. This is just text that's going to be shown in the reminder. This is a very quick and dirty way of banging out just reminders. So, you can use just the reminder system of Day by Day if you wanted to. So, hit enter.
Enter. Set reminder dialog. Hour combo box 02, 3 of 24.
Okay, tab.
Add minute combo box 30, 30,
31,
32.
And now, again, the default reoccurring pattern is never. So at this point, everything's set fine. I just hit enter.
Enter. Day by day for just...
And I stop speech. That was a note notify sound. That had nothing to do with your reminder. But that reminder is now set. And let's hurry up and bang out another one. Control plus U.
Control U. Type reminder dialog. Edit.
This is another reminder. Now, again, I'm just typing the text. Hit enter.
Enter. Set reminder dialog. Hour combo box 02, 3 of 20.
Okay, we're on the hour tab. It's a minute. Down
30,
arrow.
33.
I'm going to do 33. Again, the reoccurrence pattern is set to never. If you wanted to change it, you could tab to it. But I'm not. I'm just going to hit enter.
Enter. Day by day.
Stop speech. And now I have two reminders set. So if you want to review what reminders you have set, you push Control plus W. Again, Control W. We'll show you the view reminders list.
Control W, view reminders dialog, reminders list box 09/07/2002, never at 2:32 p.m. lunch in 20 minutes, 1 of 2.
Okay, so it tells you the date, and our reminder
dialogue
just popped up. So I'm going to go ahead.
09/07/2002, 2:30, blank, lunch in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Tab, snooze dot 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 button.
Let's snooze it. I apologize, that reminder came
enter
up.
Set reminder dialog.
Tab to the minute.
Minute com,
down
33,
arrow.
34, 35, 36, 37, 38.
38, hit enter.
Enter.
We just snoozed it
view
for like 5 minutes, okay? So we're back at the view reminder screen. I'm going to hit escape to get
day
out of it.
Day.
And I'm going to go back in it so you could see it. Control plus W.
Control W, view reminders dialog. Reminders list box 09/07/2002, never at 2:38 p.m. lunch in 20 minutes, 1:02.
Okay, so that reminder might go off. Anyways, it shows you the date, the reoccurrence pattern. It says never, and that could say daily, weekly, or yearly. Gives you the time and the brief chunk of the note. If we down arrow.
09/07/2002, never at 2:33 p.m. This is another reminder. Reminder.
Son of a gun. Our reminder popped up. I'm going to tab.
Tab. Snooze. Dot, 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 but enter.
Snooze it again.
Reminder dialogue.
Tab to the minute.
End. 59.
I hit my end key, 59, so this baby's not going to come up. So I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. View reminders dialog. Reminders list box. Zero.
I'm going to escape
day
out.
Day.
Go back into the reminder
control
list. Control
w.
plus
view
W.
Reminders dialog.
I'm going to down arrow.
09/07/2002. Never at 2:59 p.m. This is another reminder.
Up arrow.
09/07/2002. Never at 2:38 p.m. Lunch in 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to tab once to
delete.
I'm going to delete this reminder. Hit enter.
Enter. Confirm dialog. Are you certain you want to delete the currently selected reminder? Yes button.
Yes. Enter.
Enter. Delete button. 09/07/2002. Never at 2:59 p.m. This is another reminder.
Okay, I hurried up and whacked that reminder so it wouldn't pop up and confuse the heck out of us again. But basically, this reminder view reminder screen, again with Control plus W, will show you every reminder you have set. It'll show you the date, the reoccurring pattern, the time, and a brief chunk of the note. And you can delete it here, or you can tab to done.
Tab, done button.
Hit enter. Or again, escape will close it as well, but since I'm on the done button, I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Day by day for Justin Dyer.
And I went ahead and stopped speech. So that's pretty much the reminder system of day by day. It now allows you to set reminders in two different ways. First, you can set a reminder for a note with Control plus R, or you can bang out quick and dirty reminders just by pushing Control plus U and typing some text and setting the, you know, time and date and reoccurrence pattern and, you know, set up reminders that way. So, very easy to use. Again, you have your reoccurring patterns of never, daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly. And I'm going to hit Alt plus R for reminder pull-down menu at the top on the menu bar, just to see if I covered everything. Alt plus R.
Menu active. Set reminder for currently selected note. Dot, dot, dot. Control plus R.
Yes, I did that. Down arrow.
Create a standalone reminder. Dot, dot, dot. Control plus U.
And we've shown that. That's the quick and dirty reminders, as I call them. Down arrow.
View list of reminders. Dot, dot, dot. Control plus W.
Control. Yes, we did it. Down arrow.
Set reminder for currently selected note. Dot, dot, dot. Control plus R.
And we're back at the top, so I have covered everything. I'm going to hit the Alt key to get out of there.
Menus.
And I'm back at the main screen, and that pretty much wraps it up for the reminder tutorial. And so stay tuned. The next tutorial I'm going to be covering is the address book, so stay tuned.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.